Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Musculoskeletal disorders of the upper limb and neck are one of the most common occupational disorders. A new Cochrane review bringing together the existing evidence on workplace ergonomic interventions was published in August 2012 by researchers from Monash University in Australia and University of Malaya in Malaysia. One of the team, Victor Ho, from the Centre for Occupational and Environmental Health, University of Malaya, summarises their findings.
Although musculoskeletal disorders, or MSDs, of the upper limb and neck are very common, the importance attached to them varies across different countries and cultures, as to attitudes to work and the way that people work, even in similar occupations. We did this Cochrane review to identify evidence from around the world to show what research has been done, and because addressing ergonomic factors such as design of workplace equipment or the environment and training workers in ergonomic principles may reduce the risk of workers developing these MSDs. However, despite the potential for a very large number of studies and participants because of the routine nature of the problem, we know that it is a difficult area for research. And we were not too surprised at how few studies are available. We were able to include only 13 studies involving just under 2,400 workers. 11 of the studies were done in an office environment, with the other two coming from healthcare settings. 4 studies tested ergonomically designed equipment, and 4 evaluated the effect of taking breaks or reduced work hours. A further 3 studies addressed training in ergonomic principles and techniques. The final 2 studies look at training in combination with ergonomic design equipment and a safe lifting intervention. Considering these various interventions separately, our first caution is that there were multiple comparisons involving several interventions and outcomes, and high-quality evidence is still needed before we can be clear of the effectiveness of these interventions. We found moderate quality evidence to suggest that the use of arm support with an alternative mouse may reduce the incidence of neck and shoulder MSDs among computer users, but without detectable effect on the right upper limb MSDs. Moreover, we found moderate quality evidence to suggest that the incidence of neck, shoulder, and right upper limb MSDs is not different between an alternative mouse and a conventional mouse with and without arm support. Finally, we found very low or low quality evidence to suggest that other ergonomic interventions do not prevent work-related MSDs of the upper limb and neck. This was limited by the small number and heterogeneity of the studies. It is clear, therefore, that considerable uncertainties that remain about ways to reduce workplace MSDs need to be tackled through high quality trials, and this need to take place in a much wider range of countries and settings than has been the case to date. Most studies in our review were done in US, with only 3 studies from Canada and 1 each from Finland and Sweden. Studies from other parts of the world, especially from low and middle income countries, are lacking. Such studies are needed because differences in work culture and practices also have to be considered when thinking about applicability of research findings. Future research should also include workers with other exposures or from other industries where the risks of work-related MSDs are different.
As these studies become available, this review, like all Cochrane reviews, can be updated with the new evidence. The place to find the updates, as well as the full version of the current review, is thecochranelibrary.com.